النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the pure direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the 10th divinely appointed successor. He was the 10th divinely appointed imam. He was the 10th divinely appointed trustee to the final Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. A great number of Muslims believed in the imama of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and they found it obligatory upon them to follow and obey Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. A vast amount of legal dues and monies that must be given to the imam were carried to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, as he was the financial epicenter of the Shia. And it was partly due to this financial leadership of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam that governmental investigators and policemen reported in detail to the Abbasid Caliph al-Mutawakkil. And so al-Mutawakkil Abbasi was the most bitter enemy of not only the Alawis and the followers of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, but he was a bitter enemy of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam himself.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed imam, the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now, when it comes to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence, he talks a lot about in his various discussions, in his various conversations, in his dialogues with his companions and with other scholars. He's talking about theological and philosophical issues, of course, because as we said on some previous programs, the imams, they were relevant to their times. So in the time that they lived in, they would deal with the issues of that time, right? And so what's interesting is that the issues that they dealt with also were not limited to that time. A lot of these philosophical, theological, and even jurisprudential issues are very much relevant to the present day. And so one of these things that, of course, was very prevalent in the era of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is this idea of free will, absolute compulsion, and how Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam says that the matter is between these two matters. Of course, this is a statement which all the imams have made, and especially the sixth divinely appointed imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, has made. So Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, in one of his conversations, he brings up a verse from the Quran which reads, "And as to Thamud, we gave them guidance, but they chose error above guidance." And so here Imam al-Hadi explains this. He says that it means that Allah has showed these people, the people of Thamud, the right way. And so what happens is that sometimes, you know, we have this misconception that we think that Allah, the Almighty, forces us to err or forces us to commit sins or forces us to disobey. For example, there are certain verses of the Holy Quran which says that Allah guides whom He pleases and Allah misguides, or Allah does not guide whom He pleases. Now, of course, this is coming down to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is deserving of guidance, who is not deserving of guidance, who will actually take benefit from that guidance, who won't take benefit from that said guidance. And of course, that is one of the metaphorical verses, and we had talked about that in a previous program. But here, this verse is a clear verse, and it says that we gave these people guidance, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives people guidance, but the verse says they chose error above guidance, meaning it is people who choose to commit sins. It is people who choose to disobey the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Quoting the Prophet where he says, "Rufi'un an ummati arba khisal." Four things are basically made easy and their responsibilities have been, you know, lifted. One is when they do something by mistake, not intentionally, khata. Number two, if they do it with nisyan, they forgot it. Number three, wama ukrihu ilay, where they were compelled by forces, you know, to do it, which is not that common, but it is one of those situations. Wama lam yutiqu, and situations where they are not physically able to do it. For example, elderly person fasting, or a young person has, you know, diabetes and he needs to drink and eat more frequently. They physically cannot do it. Then they are exempted. In some cases, there are compensations for it that they have to do. In many other cases, they are totally, you know, this duty is lifted from them. And then the Prophet relates that to a dua that we have from Surah Baqarah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا وَاخْطَعْنَا. O our Lord, do not, you know, punish us if we forget something or if we make a mistake. وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا عِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. And Allah, do not put any difficulty on us the way you had done for the people as a punishment in the past. وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا تَاقَةَ لَنَا. And do not impose on us something that we are not capable of doing it. And so Islam is in a way very practical there. And we see this example, a simple example in the personal life of the Imam. These incidents and events in the life of the lives of the Ahlul Bayt are sometimes there, created in a way to educate us about different aspects of Islam and its Sharia.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.